5 years from now, whatever it is, but he has intentions to come back to him. Kimochemis, Yeshua will soon see, like when the Goyim went out to fight Yeshua. They had intentions of coming back home to the city. So even though the Goyim left their cities to fight Yeshua, we do not say when they left their cities, they meant to be Mavatol, the Avodah Zarah, they have back home, because they had intentions of, after killing out Yeshua, to come back to their cities. Even though Lamaisa, they were killed out by Yeshua, they never returned home, but it's not called the Bittul though. Because when they left their cities to fight Yeshua, they had asked to come back home. That's why it says Lashon like this. At any time, Imasidim Lasser, if the Goyim have intentions, just intentions, of coming back, like Mechemes Yeshua, ain't a Bittul. It's not called Bittul. But if they have no intentions at all, then that's called the Bittul. So Mara says, Tzrich, I need all these cases it says here. Titani level of order just said the case where he borrowed the money and he gave this from Ashkin. Midulay Zavna, since he didn't sell it, Lay Bitla, that's not called a Bitum. Like a Mashkin still belongs to you. You plan to get it back. I'm only like lending it out for a while. So that I understand is not called a Bitum. That's okay. Avo Noflema Perlis. But a case where a pile of stones caved down on top of the Avodah Zarah, Midulay Komafnilo. Since the guy does not go to clean it out, he should right away pick it up, take away the stones. And he doesn't, he leaves it there. Ema betuli botlo. Maybe that's a proof that it really means to be mvatlit. He doesn't plan to use it anymore. Because if he plans to use it for his avodah zarah, how could he leave it under the pile of stones? Tzricha, he should know still. He takes it easy and he thinks, listen, when I have vacation, I'll take care of him. Now I'm working too much, I can't take care of him now. But there's no bittul. As long as it's still there, it wasn't broken yet, he still means to worship it. Now, V'tana Nofla left. We only hear the case of Nofla Mapolis, where the pile of stones fall on top of him. Mishum Disavar. The guy thinks like this. Listen, Hamonchis, the Avodah Zarah is laying there. He's okay. He's protected very nicely. Kolem is the Binunlo, Shakinunlo. Whenever I need him, I'll go to him. Right now, he is resting. He's protected. A good protection he has. A pile of stones, ton of stones over him. Nothing wrong. So therefore, there's no bittul. Avul Gunvul listed, but a case will list that he had a robbery, and the robbers took away his big Avodah Zarah, me deloiko mahadra basre. Since we do not see him calling the police today, and getting all the detectives, and looking around trying to find the ganiv, so since he's just sitting back quietly, maybe bitule botlo, for sure it looks like this guy is giving up on his Avodah Zarah. I get it, like if a guy can't take care, he had to be stolen, the time is no good, so he means to give up hope for his Avodah Zarah, tzricha. That's the Chiddush, no. Still the same Svara. He feels right now I don't need him. When I need him, I'll look after him. Or maybe he thinks that the good will not touch the Ganav. Maybe the Ganav will do tshuva. Maybe his Avodah Zarah himself will come back to him. So Kitzur, there's no bittul. Now, V'tana Gunvul listen. We would have just said this case of Gunvul listen. Mishum the Savar, because the guy thinks like this. Listen. Or better, the Gemara says. If a guy is the one that stole it, if the guy was the Ganav, and I'll tell you, Miflach Poloch Lo, the original owner thinks, listen, what's so bad? A guy stole it, so he'll worship it now. So he'll worship my Avodah Zarah. He's not going to be Mvatlit. E Yisrael Shakli, what could have been that maybe it was a Jewish robber? The Jew stole my Avodah Zarah? I did the Meyikorim. Listen, the guy steals, what's he stealing for? For money. He wants the value of it. So a Jew thinks like this, listen, this is worth a lot of money to the Goyim. This is their Avodah Zarah. So what would the Jew do to it? With it, Mazvin Law the other coven. Mistama, he'll still sell it back to another guy, or Polach Law, and the second guy will worship it. So the kids of the first guy does not give up hope, even though it was stolen in Monashah. If it was a Ganef guy, he'll use it. If it was a Ganef Yisrael, he'll sell it back to another guy. So it'll still be in use. I'm not going to use it, so what? Somebody else will use it. So still in use, there's no bittul of the Avodah Zarah. Where the owners leave it alone and they go away over the ocean, meet the Lord Shakla Badayu, since the Goyim did not take it with them. They need good luck. They're going over the ocean now. So how come the Goyim did not take the Avodah Zarah with them? Since he didn't take it, even if it's small we're talking about, then Betuli Bot, I would have thought to say that that's called a Bittul. He left it home. He means to give up from it. Tzricha, that's the Chiddush, no. That still, he feels he plans to come back someday, and when he comes back, he wants to have it nice and fresh there, so he's leaving it home. So therefore, it says the Braisa, Im asidim latzla kimachemes Yeshua in the betelum. So if the guy at all has hopes of someday coming back to use it, then there's no bittul here. But if he plans to leave, he's making an aliyah, he's planned to leave for good, and never planned to come back, and he just leaves the avodah zarah there, that's a proof then that it really means to bittul. That's called a good action, that's a bittul. But tells the man he has intentions of someday coming back, and even though we'll soon see he never makes it back, still, that's not called a bittul. He has intentions of coming back, he someday want to use it, there's no bittul yet. What? We'll see. Correct the Gemara question. Midi Mechemes Yeshua Meheder Hoda. Is it true what he's saying? When the Goyim went to fight Yeshua, when they left their cities to fight Yeshua, they never returned. Because Yeshua wiped them out. Yeshua killed them out. So what do you mean to say if the Goy wants to return like the Mechemes? So this is what the Brisa meant to say. If the Goyim have any intentions of coming back, but when they leave their city now, they're not leaving it for good. They're leaving it now with the intentions of someday to come back. It is a reyukim mechemes Yeshua. It has a lock like mechemes Yeshua. V'yein lepetel, and there's no din bittul. No, as long as the guy leaves and has intentions of coming back, he does not mean to mevatel the avodah zarah. Even though he never makes it back, he gets killed on the road. Still, there's no bittul to that avodah zarah. If so, the Gemara says v'lomuli lemeslayim v'mechemes Yeshua. Like, since by Yeshua they never came back, so what do you have to say this case for? What do you have to say like the Mechama of Yeshua? Say better, say stam. If the Goyim leave and have intentions of coming back, it's not a bittul. What do you have to pick the Mechama of Yeshua where they never came back anyway? Samar says, Milsa agav rucha kamashlon. By the way, it wants to teach you something. That kiho diyomer of Yudam Arav. He wants to teach us this Kiddush. That Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that Yisrael shezokaf levena lishtachves lo. Let's say a Jew that owned a brick, he owned a levena, and now the Jew puts it up, erects it, puts it straight up, and he has das to lishtachves lo. And we're going now that the avodah zarah shall Yisrael does not become osabano until you worship it. See, a brick. So far the Jew just took this brick and put it straight up. And he had asked to worship, but he didn't worship it yet. And now the guy comes. Vishtachavalo and the guy bows down to this brick. The locker is Asura. It becomes Asabano. Even though usually a guy cannot make a Jew's object Asa, because ain't other Moisah Dovashen Shaloi. But here, since we see that the Jew had intentions to worship it, that the Jew wants to do it. So now when the guy comes and worships, it's still like the guy is a shliach of the Jew. He's like a shliach, like the Jew is sending him. Since the Jew himself also wants to worship it, Shal finally shook it, he didn't get around to do it yet. So now when the guy does it, he's happy with it, and therefore becomes Asura. That's the Kiddush. Now the question is, Minolan, how do we know this Yisoid, the Yosra, how do we know that if a guy worships a Jewish object, and the Jew is happy with it, it becomes Asura Bano? Maybe still not, maybe still the Jew has to worship it, maybe the guy can't ask the Jews, how do we know it becomes Asura? He says, "Amar Rabbi Lozo, ketchilas shalat Yisrael." It's the same halacha at the beginning, the way the Jews first came into Eretz Yisrael. So what? The Amar Achvon of the Torah says that when Yeshua comes into Eretz Yisrael, now the pasuk says, "V'yasurei yem tisufun beish." You should know all the avodah zarah is there, the atzei asherah. It's a mitzvah for the Jews to go and break it down and burn it. It's a mitzvah to destroy the avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, michti. Let's see. Yerusha Elohim Miyavisayim. We know that Avram Avinu had a Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu L'chot Nenu that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. So it belonged to Avram Avinu. So come to place, before the Goyim even came in there, it belonged to Avram Avinu. So the question is, now that the Goyim came into Eretz Yisrael and they worshipped Avodah Zarah there, they worshipped the trees there, why do the trees become Moshe Bano? The klal is, V'yeinu D'moshe Dov V'shen Shaloi. A guy cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So when they came and found trees there, and they worship the tree now, how could they make this tree Asa Bano? The tree belongs to the Jews, it belongs to Avraham Avinu. So how could a guy ask for the tree? So why did the Torah say, when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, he has to break down and burn all these trees, the tree should be Mutar Bano? It didn't belong to who? Right? It belongs to Avraham Avinu. It's Yerusha Avraham Avinu. So it didn't belong to them. So why do all the trees of Kamasa Bano?
If
it's because the ones that belong to the Goy, maybe before Avram Avinu, even before Avram Avinu came, maybe there was some tree there, so that tree then belonged to a Goy, so that's why it becomes Asav Anor. So again it's a Kasha. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, now what do you have to burn them down for? Just be Mevatel them. Get a Goy to be Mevatel this tree, to cut off a branch, and the tree will be Mutav Anor. If the tree belongs to the Goyim, so a Goyish Shavai, the Zorah, there's always an eighth of Bittel. Just break off a branch. Why does the Torah say, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to burn down all the trees? So have it be that it's called an Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, like we're saying now, because most of the trees first came about after Avraham Avinu's time. And Avraham Avinu owned Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if it became an Avodah Zarah, it's Asa Bano Yerlam. That's why you have to burn it. But the question is, why does it become Asa? If the trees belong to Avraham Avinu, so now when the Goyim worship it, a Goy cannot ask for something that belongs to a Jew, and not the Moshe Dov Hashayna Shalai. So why do all the trees become Asa? El, it must be like this. Mida polchul Yisroli ego, Meshasa Klaiso did the Chetur ego, Goli atatayu. They showed us that their mind was Tenichelu Yavoros Kichovim, that the Jews were happy with any type of an Avodah Zarah. And at that time, when the Goyim at that day, the day the Jews worshipped the ego, any Goy that bowed down to any tree in Eretz Yisrael becomes Asa Bano. Because that day, it's like the Jew is giving Rishus. Whoever wants to worship, Avodah Zarah can worship it. So if the Goy then worship the tree then becomes Asa Bano. That's like Rav's Halacha, that if a Jew picks up this brick and shows us that he wants to worship it, and then a Goy comes and worships it, it becomes Asa Bano. Where's the proof? By the ego. Because the reason why all the trees in Eretz Yisrael becomes Asa Bano Yerlam, and the Pesuk says you have to burn it, is only because when the Jews worship the ego, they're like showing they don't care if anybody worships Avodah Zarah. So they'll be happy if any Goy worships their trees also. So when the Goyim worshiped the trees that day, it made the trees Asa Bano. Yisroel, if a Jew picks up his brick, I'm not to worship it. So Goli died to the Nichalei. He shows us that he's happy with worshiping Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even though so far the brick is not Asa Bano, the Jew did not worship it yet. But when a guy comes along a polachlo and worships, bows down to this brick, it shows us that he's doing the shlichus of the Jew. So the Jew is happy with what he's doing. His avodah helps to make the Jewish brick Asa Bano. It's the same thing by the Chet Egel. The Jews owned all the trees in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu had a Yerusha owned Eretz Yisrael. Now if the Goyim Sam worship the trees, it doesn't become Asa Bano. But the Shasa Ego, that the client saw was happy with all types of, an Avodah Zarah, so when the Goyim worship the tree then, they're like doing a Shlichus for the Jew. Their worshipping helps for the Jew. It's considered like a Jew worship the tree. And if a Jew would worship the tree, it remains also Le'elam.
But not all Jews worshiped at that time.
Most of them did though. David Levy didn't, but most of the other ones. Well, let's see. But first, the more he asked, V'dilma b'yeg l'udenichalohu. B'midi achrin eloi. Maybe the Jews were only happy with this chet of the chet ha'egel. This was the only egel they wanted to wear. Maybe it wasn't a real Avodah Zarah. But maybe other Avodah Zarahs that Goyim should worship, a tree, maybe that they were an ichal. So Moshe says, no, Omakroa, this Gemara Dashim, at least this Chazal holds here, that the Pesuk says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. That the Jews said, this should be our God. Malameh comes to teach us, She'ivui Lelehos Harbe. That they had a type then to worship all different types of gods. Meaning any Avodah Zarah in the world, they wanted to worship then. So therefore, at that time when the Jews worshipped the ego, they had Das, they had Nicho, with any Avodah Zarah. Therefore, any Avodah Zarah that a guy worshipped at that time would become Asa Bano. So Gemara's aim is like this. Called the Bahad Yego, this is real, true. Any tree that was there, Bishas the Yego. So Bishas the Jews were worshipping the Yego. They were happy with any Avodah Zarah. So then the Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Bano. But, Mikan v'yelech nishtori, but a tree that's first planted after the Chet Egel, a tree that's planted in Eretz Yisrael after the Chet Egel, Nakaiso did tshuva. Now they're not happy anymore with the Egel. So now they don't want the Avodah Zarah anymore. So now today, if a guy would worship a tree in Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't become Asa Bano. Because now the Jews are not nichah with the Avodah Zarah. So the trees belong to Klai Yisrael. It's Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. So now if a guy worships the tree, why should it become Asa Bano? So it's true, you're right. Man Muchach, who could tell us? Rashi's Mi Yodeyad, Eiza Hoysa V'Eiza Shor, V'Eiza Nev Lachakein. True, from the time of the Chet Egel until they came to Tetzor 40 years later, we don't know in those 40 years which trees were new trees and which trees were old trees. And it's not me. If you could tell me for sure a tree was a new tree, a young tree, 1 year old, true, that tree you would not have to burn. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, that tree they would not have to burn because that tree belonged to the Jews. And even though the Goyim worshipped it, that's the klal. Ain't no other mercy. Dabar Sheinu Shalai. That would be Mutar Bano. The only thing that would be usur are the trees that were there around the Shas Yegel. So any stuff that we have, that's what the pasuk means. The Asrayim Tisuf Mavesh means the trees that were there, the Shas Yegel. Now the Mishnah says, Avoidus Kechavim Shenichu Oivdeho. Let's say you have an Avoidus Zoro, that all the worshippers just left it, went away. So if they went to Shas Shalom Moteris, if they left at peaceful times, that shows they mean to say goodbye to him and because Mutabano. But b'shas mechama, let's say there's a mechama in town, that's why they run. So then asura, it's the lasa bano. There's no proof that they mean to leave him, not to worship him. They're running for their lives. That's why they're running away. But there's no proof they mean to be mevatel the avodah zarah. B'misoyah shel malachim. B'misoyah, that's like the base where they used to put an avodah zarah on top of it. So b'misoyah, that's the base. Shel malachim that was made for kings. Harielu mataras. That this base, even though it's a tashmish of an avodah zarah, still it's mutar bano. Why? Because they put an avodah zarah on top of this base when the kings passed through the roads. So it doesn't make any sense. If anything, that's the reason why it should be us. We'll see in the Gemara. Omrav Yimim Arab, Omrav. Base Nimrod, Harei Kavaros Kechovim, Shenichu Avdeh B'Shah Sholem. By the Dor HaFloga, by Nimrod, there was a Melech Nimrod, by the Dor HaFloga, when they made the big tower to worship the Avodah, it was called an Avodah Zarah. So when Hashem made them to spread out, so they left it, and because Mutar Bano, or Mutar, why? Alpha Gav Dechibad Rina Rachmono, Kishas Mechamadam, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that separated them, that threw them away. So it's like they were forced to leave, but he boiled them heather hodder. Afterwards, if they wanted to, they could have come back. And since they did not come back, that proves it's called a real bittul, and it's because Mutar Bano. Midloy Hodah Betuli Bot, it's called a real bittul. Now, the Misoyah Shemlach Harei Lomotarim, that these are bases that are made to hold an Avodah Zarah is Mutar. For the Gemara, why? Because the minig was when the king went down the highway, they used to put up the statues on these bimasois, on these platforms. So just because when the melech passes by, they put it up mutarin, it's tashmish avodah zarah, it's mishamshi avodah zarah. It should be asa bano. I'm a rabbi barachon, I'm a rabbi yechon, hachi yohachi kama. This is what the mitzvah say. Nevnei shemamid, the moisam, mishoshim lechem oivrim. They only use these platforms when the king passes by the road. Now, malochim, manichim, derech zu, vochim, derech acheres. Sometimes the king doesn't even use this. They fill up the whole Olympic with statues. The king decides to go down Wilshire. He leaves over Olympic altogether. So it comes out he never even uses the Avodah Zarah. That's why this platform is Mutar Bano. The platform was only there to serve, to put the Avodah Zarah on top of it, so the king should see it. But sometimes the king does not even use it, therefore it remains Mutar Bano. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The bottom, the two dots, first two dots in the Gemara. Again, the Mishnah says, "B'musoyah shomulochim harei elamuris." If you find the base of the musoyah, that was like a platform on the roads, that when the king passed by the road, the use of in a statue, and avodah zarah on top of it. So through the truth, it's tashmishi avodah zarah. It's the base. It's what's holding up the avodah zarah. It should be asa bano. So the question is, just because they put up the Avodah Zarah on top of these bases when the king passes by, is that a reason it should be mutar?
The Mishnah says that's why it's mutter. So it should be just the opposite. Since they use it when the king kisses boy, it should be also banu. So where it says, Om Rabba Baba Chonom, Om Rabbi Yechon Hochi Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mepnei Shemamidin Oison Bishor Shamalochim Oivrin. That means they only use these bases when the king passes by a road, then they put the Avodah Zarah up on top. So it's like this. Umalochim, the king himself, Manichim Derech Zu, Vahochim Derech Acheres. The king himself sometimes leaves this road and goes down another road. So the kids, so when they put the Avodah Zarah on top of the base, it's not really meant to be used. A lot of times he won't even use it. That's called the bimus shel arai, that he does not really mean to use, and therefore that's the chiddush of smut banu. Now, kiyosi ulin, look at one base. Kiyosi ula wenula kein yosef abimso pegimo. Ula sat on top of this base that had a pegam. There was a crack on it. So regular bimus is also banu. A regular bimus, that's the base, the platform that they put an avodah zarah on top of it. So it's Kashmishi Avodah Zarah. It itself should be Yosef Bano. He sat on one when it had a pegam. It was a little cracked. He yelled, Yemutah Smutah, to sit on it. Oh, Malay Rav Yudil Yula. So Rav Yudil said back to Ula, I for Ravin Shmuel. I have an halacha from Ravin Shmuel. The Yarmut Tavai, they both say, both Ravin Shmuel says that the Bimus Shenifkam, that we have this base, this platform that they put an Avodah Zarah on top of it. Even though Shenifkam, it has a crack in it, also, still it's also Banu. Notice they're still going to use it. It's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Both the man, the Goyim, will use it. They'll put the Avodah Zarah on top of it. It's also Banu. So Mashmi, even though it has a pegam, a little crack, they'll still use it. So how come you Ula? How come you're sitting on it? Or Malay. Or Malay Rav Yudul Ula. So Rav Yehuda said back to Ula. No, that's what Rav Yehuda said to Ula. So, and he explained himself. The afilu l'man diyama ein oivdim l'shvarim, even if you hold the goyim, do not worship something that's broken. Hani mili avodas tichovim. That's only the avodah zarah itself. Tizila beimilsa lemiflach l'shvarim. That it does, it's too degrading for the goyim to worship a broken piece. If the thing itself broke, then they do not worship it. Avol hide, but over here lo yichfas lei. This is only the bimus, it's only the platform that they're going to put the Avodah Zarah on top. So even though it's a little bit cracked, it doesn't bother them. They'll still use it. It's still considered Tashmish Avodah Zarah. So Rav and Shmuel said this also banah. So it's a kash on Ula, how could you sit on this bimus? So he answered back, Ula said, Ula is the back of Yehuda. Omalei, true. Man yoyiv lo'an meyafra, the Rav and Shmuel. Who will give me the dirt from Rav and Shmuel? Umalina enayin. I'll fill up my eyes with it. Because they were nifter ready. Meaning to say, you're right, they're great Talmidei Chachamim. They say good things. But over here, in this halacha, I don't hold like him. But ho, Rav Yechon Rosh Lakish. In this halacha, both Rav Yechon Rosh Lakish both said, the Yarmut Tavar, they both said like this. Bimut Shenifkan, if you have this platform that's cracked, it has a pegam in it, muta, it's muta bano. They do not use it anymore. Why not? V'yafilu l'man diyamar. Even if you could tell me that the goyim worship the broken pieces of their avodah zarah, if the avodah zarah itself breaks by itself, they worship the pieces. And immediately, when do we say this? Avodah kachavim to the avodah zarah itself. The chivon the polcha, since they worshipped it already, they started to worship the statue. So zilu beimilsel of tulei, it bothers them to be mevatlit, like it's their avodah zarah already. So even though it breaks, this man, the Amos, they'll still worship the pieces, because it came from the original Avodah Zarah. Ah, well, honey, but over here, what are these things? They're simple platforms that they just want to use to serve their Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the story is, Shak Milahai, O Maisi Bima Sakrina. If there's any crack in the Bimus, it's nothing. Get rid of it, we'll get a new Bimus. If the Avodah Zarah itself breaks, that's the hush of a thing. We're not going to leave him, we'll still worship him. But just on the platform, any crack it has, sheet to the goyim, just throw it away and make a new one. So therefore, Ula held, you're allowed to sit on this bimus that was cracked. It's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah that the goyim themselves will mevatel it, therefore it's mutter b'hanu. Telling more says, Tanya kavasa to Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. I'll bring you proof to Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. It says, bimus shenifka mutter. If you have this platform that has a crack, it becomes mutabanur. But mizbeach shenifkam, if you have the mizbeach itself that the goyim use, that they makriv their korbonus for their avoid zero, the mizbeach itself shenifkam, even though it has a crack, that's the lasa. Mashmidis they don't throw away. The mizbeach itself is a little bit more chashuv to them. Since on the mizbeach itself they bring the korbonus for their avoid zero, it's more chashuv. They don't throw it away with little crack. Ad she notates Rubai is till most of the mizbech is cracked to pieces. But if you only have a small crack, they'll still use the mizbech. Now, hechidami bimus, hechidami mizbech, how can I tell the difference? What's called just a simple platform and what's called the mizbech? Because they're both made from stones. So how would a Jew know the difference? Well, it's like this. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Amr Rabbi Yechanon, bimus is devin achas. A bimus, the platform, is one big stone. You used to have one big stone there, and on top of the stone they would put their avoid the zara. So true, kolzman it sholem, it's asabano. It's a tashmishay avoid the zara. They use this to hold up the avoid the zara. But if it's cracked, you know for sure they're not going to use it anymore. It's mutabano. But mizbeah, that's avon and harbin. You see a place there with a few stones, a lot of stones put together. That's the mizbeah. On that they're makriv their kabbonis for their avodah zarah, and there it's also until most of it is cracked.